أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسأله من في السماوات والأرض، كل يوم هو في شأن، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, like Allah reminds us throughout the entire Quran, that whoever and whatever is on the surface of this earth, in the skies, and all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is to perish, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and ever. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about a very important and a very great quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that needs to be embedded in our hearts at all times, and that is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Samad. Now when we look at this quality of As-Samad, many have translated it as Allah is independent, but it needs a little bit of explanation. One is a person is independent, but then that he stands on his own. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being As-Samad. Allah is not only independent, but everything and everyone is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat conveys this message in a very unique way. Once again, Allah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, whoever is in the skies and in the earth, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why would anyone ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being upon whom everyone and everything is dependent. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man fis samawat, those who are in the skies, and this refers to the angels, whether the angels are in the skies and wherever else the angels are, they are also asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their existence also depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would the angels ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maghfirat and forgiveness for the people on this earth, most especially the believers. In various ayats of the Quran, in various hadiths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has given us an example. Perhaps the most glaring example of the malaika making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mu'min, Allah speaks about those that hold the arsh of Allah, those that carry the arsh of Allah, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ. They make the tasbih of Allah, they make the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They glorify Allah Rabbul Izzat, and together with that, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they seek forgiveness for those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that dua carries on, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا, فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. They make dua for those people that seek tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Oh Allah, you forgive them also. So on the one hand here, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's showing us the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzat is independent. Everything depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone depends on Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has been so kind that even the malaika make dua for the person that has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that make tawbah, the malaika make dua that the tawbah gets accepted. They make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ jannat. Oh Allah, enter them into Jannah, into the gardens of Jannah, their family members, etc. So this is the one aspect that Allah Rabbul Izzah shows. He is Ar-Rahman. Why is He is As-Samad? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman also. The second part, وَالْأَرْضِ, the people of the earth, you and I, we also beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even an atheist beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the numerous ayats of the Quran Kareem, that there is a storm in the midst of the ocean. There is no one else that they can call. At that time, all the idols and all the gods and all the power and all the might of this world is all forgotten. They will remember that one Allah. It's a different thing that when they come onto the shores, then they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even at that time also, they make dua only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We brought iman in Allah, and we are also dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The commentators have expressed that for every need in this world, we should be asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatest of all our needs are the needs of the akhirat, and that also we should be asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful example that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us in the Quran Kareem, that we need, one is to make dua because we want something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to make dua because we want the reward of making dua. There are two other reasons why we should be making dua. That each time we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, we are making the dhikr of Allah, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next reason is that we need to show our ihtiyaj. We need to show that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Madian, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Now here, the ulama have written that if we just analyze Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, for the greatest of all things that anyone could have asked from Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I want to see you. Nobody asked Allah Rabbul Izzat for that. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah. And then for the most meager of things, when he came to Madian, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam traveled a number of days. Some commentaries have 7 days, others have up to 40 days. Absolutely nothing to eat. And at that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in need of just a slice of bread. And that also he made dua to Allah. And he showed us, O Allah, grant me that which I am in need of. So one reason why we would make dua to Allah is to show that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whoever is in the skies and in the earth, they all ask from Allah. We are all in need and we are all dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is engaged in some matter. Now here, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een have explained it very, very beautifully, that look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, a woman has conceived, a time has passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a fetus life. And at the same moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking away the life of someone, someone is leaving this world. On the one hand, somebody has some reason to become happy because of a ni'mat of Allah, at the same moment, somebody becomes sad because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away something from someone. At the same moment, a pauper becomes wealthy, and at the same moment, a millionaire becomes a pauper. Somebody becomes ill, and the same moment Allah has given somebody shifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given somebody his cure. Somebody has embraced iman and Islam, and somebody has, wa'udhu billah, been deprived of iman and Islam, and he turns away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, every second, every split second, every fraction of a second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one person is happy, one person is sad, one person is rejoicing, somebody else is in grief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being that can do all this, and this is only the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that whatever happens on the surface of this earth, whatever happens in the skies, all are the doings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again shows us that we have to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no other power, there is no other might, there is no other God, there is no other hand that can give us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And this is the message of this very short and brief ayah. And then Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you going to deny, O man, O insan, O jinnat? Where are you going to bring another Allah like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.